KBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Top Trump ally Elon Musk says he is disappointed with the budget bill President Trump hopes to pass in the Senate. The bill, which has already passed in the House, would add trillions to the national debt because of spending and extending the 2017 Trump tax cuts. Reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley, convicted of swindling tens of millions of dollars from banks and the IRS, both expected to get pardons today from President Trump. There was a rally at Harvard University yesterday against the moves the president has taken against the school. Ryan Enos is a professor at Harvard.
Freedom of speech and due process, these are the foundations of the American system. These are the foundations of a free society. But Donald Trump is attacking these freedoms because they get in the way of his authoritarian takeover.
The administration says it has the right to set the rules for federal funding going to Harvard because of anti-Semitism. Macy's lowering profit expectations for the year because of uncertainty over the trade wars. This is ABC News.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. If you need credentialing and licensing from the state, you may see a delay this year. The Department of Safety and Professional Services warns delays will happen if a couple dozen temporary positions expire as expected later this year. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers included funding for 24 permanent positions to replace those temporary positions in his biennial budget proposal, which has already been gutted by the state Republicans. DSPS officials say that without those additional positions, Wisconsinites who need state licenses or credentials to start a new job could end up waiting even longer to receive them. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say the proposed cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, could cost residents as much as $314 million every year. The cuts were included in the budget bill passed by the House of Representatives last week and will now head to the United States Senate for consideration. A DHS report estimated that around 90,000 residents could lose their current SNAP benefits under the cuts. The cuts would force the state to pay a portion of the program costs based on its payment error rate. Following a statewide tour highlighting his administration's accomplishments in workforce development, Governor Tony Evers has renewed calls for support from the state legislature. Republican state lawmakers removed over 600 measures from the governor's proposed budget, including investments in apprenticeship programs, the Worker Connection Pilot Program, and the Workforce Innovation Grant Program. During the tour, Governor Evers also highlighted a lawsuit against the Trump administration seeking to stop cuts to AmeriCorps. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers win in extra innings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Red Sox wrapping up their series today after another dramatic win for the crew in Milwaukee last night. Bottom of the 10th, tied 1-1, and Christian Yelich hit one 400 feet to left center field, bases loaded, a grand slam home run. Brewers win 5-1.
My first walk-off homer, and it's taken me 13 years to do it, and I actually thought about that before I hit first base. I was like, thinking about time, finally did this, and it was cool that it came in a big moment like that. You know, bases loaded, and you know, something that was pretty special.
And NFL. Jordan Love on how the Packers' rookie receivers, Matthew Golden and Savion Williams, look so far in practice.
We picked up some good weapons with Matthew Golden, another receiver, Savion, in the third round. So I love all the guys we added. They've been in the building for like 2 weeks now with us working. They're all excited to get to work, and we've been killing it so far in OTA. So we're excited to get training camp rolling and get the season started here in a couple months.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy with scattered showers today. We'll get to the mid to upper 60s for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75 on Friday. Mostly sunny with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Mino and the Mayor.
We go to a place and you can just, we actually reserved it already, but they got, even they got the swan. You know what I mean?
I don't know. What is a swan? What do you mean?
Well, it's hard plastic.
Todd's got a smirk on his face. He has a comment.
Okay, so I've seen paddle boats.
That's
where you, right?
Right.
Are you talking about one that's actually built like a swan?
Yeah.
I want a picture of that. That'll be my Facebook page.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with a VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by Michael Negron, former special assistant to the President for Economic Policy. We'll be talking about the impact of tariffs on small businesses and working families here in Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. 97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Callie Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us no matter where you're listening. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Busy, busy show coming up for you today. Next hour, we're going to be joined by State Representative, make sure I get her name correctly, Renuka Mayadev.
There you go.
The Assembly District 77. She's a new lawmaker, but there we're going to be talking about the Democrats coming out with their own ideas on how to fund childcare in Wisconsin, which is an ongoing concern. And if you attended any of the four listening sessions that the Joint Finance Committee had across Wisconsin, that was one of the top three concerns that people brought up, along with health care and education. It was child care. And of course, the Republicans stripped everything out of Governor Evers' budget, including money to make sure we have child care.
Shocking.
I know. So Representative Mayadev will be joining us after the 10 o'clock news. I hope you can stick around for that. We will lighten things up for the last half hour of the show, as we like to do, with a little audio sorbet.
Ooh.
Take a little breath, get a little away from the news for just a little bit. So after the 10:30 news, start thinking about it now. We would like to find out what was on your high school soundtrack.
Yeah.
Who were the bands on your high school soundtrack? This was prompted by the passing of Rick Derringer, who was 77 years old. He was instrumental in one of my favorite songs from high school. It just puts me right back to being 16 years old. So we want to find out about what was on your high school soundtrack. That's coming up after the 10:30 news, and then we will wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the Pigeon Quest edition.
Okay.
Because you were talking about Pigeon Quest with Pat Kreitlow earlier this morning, and our Civic Media's own Melissa Kay.
Award-winning,
and she's getting a pigeon. That's a whole nother discussion. But this Pigeon Quest edition of today's Tisbat has a local tie-in as well. So stick around for that. That's coming up at the very end of the show around 10:51. Did want to start off just taking a quick look at the markets. The Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ are all down. Of course, they had a big rebound yesterday.
Why is that, Jane?
Well, because Donald Trump backed off on the tariffs that he promised on Friday.
Oh, man, it almost seems like he does this all the time.
It really does. And then I stumbled on this article from HuffPost, and we won't spend a lot of time on this. But here's the headline. Wall Street investors mock Trump with a four-letter code word. It's called TACO, which is code for Trump always chickens out. Referring to Donald Trump's tendency to announce massive tariffs, causing the markets to crash. only to back off days later, and then we see the markets rise again.
But Jane, isn't this how Donald Trump is playing 3D? No, I'm kidding. 4D chess.
I thought it was 5D.
You minions, you puny libs don't even understand how he's playing the game, but more so the game's playing you, Jane.
Our brains just can't comprehend the brilliance. Mm-hmm. Credit is going to Financial Times commentator Robert Armstrong for coming up with this. Trump always chickens out. The New York Times noted that, yes, this happened again just in recent days. On Friday, of course, the president announced 50% tariffs on the EU. On Sunday, he announced, I'm going to delay those tariffs amid a new round of trade talks. And then when the market opened yesterday, it had a good day.
Hey, Jane, I'm not a successful businessman, but then again, neither is the president. My point is, if I want, like, let's say I'm a businessman.
Yeah.
And I want to do business with you, Jane.
Yes.
And let's say we have to come to the table and make some discussions and compromise to find a common ground to move forward and do business together. How would you react if instead of saying, hey, I'd love to work with Jane Mattiner and Mattiner Industries, get our two brands together and move forward together, or if I said, hey, if she doesn't do business with me, I'm going to make sure that I try to level her business-wise and ruin her. And then a day later, I'm like, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk.
It's all fine.
It's this every time he makes these sweeping, like, not indictments, but you know.
Announcements.
Announcements that have real effects to the stock market, which, by the way, folks, has an effect on that your whole 401k. Every time the market goes up, they're like, how's your 401k? Well, it can be fine, but some days it tanks by, you know, 10%. So how about you just cut out the part of the huge, sweeping, ridiculous announcements and just say, we want to come to the table with the EU and have discussions on trade and come to an agreement together to move forward, because we can't work without them and they can't work without us. So let's do this together. Like, that would just be so much easier. And you would still be, like, you know, Donald Trump.
But he's got to be the tough guy. He's got to be the tough guy.
But it's always tough and then not tough. Hence the nickname.
Yes. Trump always chickens out.
Yeah.
And not from us. We're not the ones who are giving him that nickname.
I didn't do it. I'm not that smart.
You can bring it up with Robert Armstrong from the Financial Times. I just wanted to point that out. I thought that was kind of amusing. We are going to move on, though, to our very own senior senator, Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson hits Trump tax bill. For this from the Milwaukee Journal, Sentinel says there are enough Republican votes to stop the process. Rojo, not a big fan of the tax bill backed by Donald Trump, which poses major consequences for taxes, Medicaid, food stamps, the VA, mm-hmm. which we're going to talk about a little bit later on in this hour. But Rojo says he's got enough. There are enough GOP senators who are prepared to block it. Because it's not cutting enough.
It's not cutting enough. Yeah.
Let's not be... because it's we want to carve some things out because I'm concerned this might affect my constituents. No. That's not it.
No, I need more of Medicaid's money for my tax breaks. That's what I need. I need to take, let's go for Medicare too. And, you know, I know my buddy up north said not even a nickel, Mr. Van Nickel Orden here said not a nickel, but we're going to also slash SNAP as well. We're going to, basically, we want to find waste, and always the waste comes from programs that help regular folks. It's never, let's look at military spending. Let's look at taxes on the rich, taxes on big companies. It's always, hey, are you a family of four just trying to get by? Well, we're going to make it a little bit harder because I need a seventh helicopter.
Well, and it's, you know, we know you're abusing the system.
Yeah, absolutely.
Essentially.
If you're using the system, you couldn't be a great American. So I'm a great American, Jane. I'm a great American. I need my corporate welfare. Absolutely. You can't have your personal help, personal assistant programs.
They're the job creators group.
Trickle down, baby.
And they'll leave. Otherwise, they'll just leave.
Goodbye.
I believe there was a president who at one time essentially said that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
If all the millionaires leave, we'll say, well, we'll miss you. Yeah. The bill, of course, the bill passed in the House by just one vote. On May 22nd, mm-hmm. now several Republican senators sounding the alarm over the price tag, which is expected to add around $3.3 trillion to our deficit over the next 10 years and swell the federal government's debt.
Which I feel like if Ron Johnson gets his way, it will only be worse.
Well, the one thing I think that Rojo has an issue with is they want to raise the debt ceiling again.
Yeah, which they always do.
But he also wants to go back to pre-COVID spending levels.
Okay.
That, from what I have read, is kind of his whole thing.
But that's not where we're at nowadays with... I think the thing for me is that they just say, you know, the phrase, say the quiet thing out loud. Now they just say all the things out loud all the time. And they're willing to explode the deficit and not really care because they're going to point the finger at somebody else. They're going to point the finger probably at Joe Biden. It's probably going to be his fault. But they have, they're not even trying to do it quietly anymore. They just have no problem saying, this is the bill we want. It's going to be great for America. Yeah, we'll add $3 trillion to the deficit, but that won't be my fault or my problem because I'm rich.
Right. Well, it's not going to hurt me.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt me. Ron Johnson talking to CNN's Jake Tapper. That's a whole nother discussion. This is our moment, says Rojo. We have witnessed an unprecedented level of increased spending. This is our only chance to reset that to a reasonable pre-pandemic level. Ron Johnson called for a different approach towards the deficits before he will come on board. And again, he's not the only one. The bill includes a $4 trillion increase in the debt ceiling that has to be approved in order to prevent a default on America's debt. That could hit sometime in August.
I think I understand now what he's trying to say is if we cut more, there won't be as much of a deficit increase. Okay, I see what he's saying. I don't believe that for a second because every time they do something like this, they explode the deficit. I don't care if it's $1 trillion. It's still trillions of dollars that some, whether it's responsible Republican or Democrat or independent or Jill Stein, whoever wins next, they're going to have to come in and unscrew this up.
Yes.
And that's what always happens. And then the Republicans come in and say, this isn't good enough. And they're really saying, well, we don't like poor people, and I like to be richer. So we're going to take away all your stuff so I can get more money. And we don't really care what it does to the deficit. We don't even really understand the deficit.
Dick Cheney said it. Deficits don't matter. He's on tape saying it from years ago under George W. Bush.
Yeah. Yeah.
Deficits don't matter. Talk to Dick Cheney.
Let's stop. And yeah, exactly. I'm glad you brought that up because let's stop treating this like it's a recent thing.
Oh, gosh, no.
This has been, that's when it was the quiet part and he said it out loud.
Yes.
Now they're just brazenly going out there, being corrupt, accepting free planes, and screwing over your kids, and your grandkids,
and your kids,
and anyone else who shares your bloodline. But, Jane, you can make your voice heard by going to myvote.wi.gov. Call your representatives.
Call your representatives.
Call your congressmen. Call your senators. Even call your state reps, too.
Absolutely.
Just let them know exactly how you feel about this.
Every single Republican in Wisconsin in the House voted in favor of this measure. Every single one of them.
Including Derek Van Orden, who said that SNAP, I'm going to keep saying it. He said SNAP would not go down a nickel. And then he voted for a bill that slashes these programs. A man who grew up poor, by his words, on government cheese, his words, and on assistance. And he is going to make it harder for those on those benefits to get the money they need to survive.
In his defense and in defense of other lawmakers, I don't think he's read the whole bill.
No.
There is a Republican lawmaker down south who just appeared in front of his constituents and he was asked about some of the specifics of this budget bill and he admitted that he hadn't read it. That went over really big. That went over really big with the crowd. Yeah, they're only making $174,000 a year, you guys. Why should we expect them to sit down and read the entire bill that they want to push through? No, they just vote for it.
Mm-hmm. Because someone said vote for it. Is this the good bill?
Is this the bill the president wants?
Yeah. Okay, I guess it's can I go to lunch now?
And I'm not just, I think the Democrats are guilty of the same thing.
Well, I think the Democrats are, I mean, when it comes to like the money and, you know, I just think now about, oh, I make $174,000 a year. Yeah, but tell me about your stock portfolio.
Yeah, well, that's a whole nother discussion. Yeah. All right, we're coming up against a break. We will return. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You don't mean no harm. You just don't know what else to do. Yeah!
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Dismantling the IRA and other federal clean energy incentives will add a half a gigaton of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. That's according to modeling from Princeton University. House Republicans passed aggressive cuts to clean energy incentives in their latest budget. The Senate is now considering the bill. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has given the green light for a major build-out of fossil fuel-burning power plants in Wisconsin. We Energies wants to build new gas plants and operate them for 30 years, largely to meet the needs of Microsoft's new AI data center. It's turtle nesting season, and the DNR is asking drivers to slow down on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs from late May through June, when you can often see them along roads and in yards. You can help keep them safe by being alert when driving through their habitat. For a deep dive into environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the Board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us. Call or text, the number is the same, 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, coming up later on today with our friend and colleague Todd Alba. From 2 to 4 p.m., Todd's going to preview what may or may not be in the upcoming Wisconsin budget with Pat Kreitlow and also Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project and his What's Worse for Today, which is a great segment. Mm-hmm. If you want to lighten things up a little bit,
yeah,
and we can all use a break. Today's What's Worse with Todd will be your restaurant serving styles edition.
Restaurant serving.
I don't know if it's buffet.
Oh, I love a buffet. I love a breakfast buffet.
Oh, but join Todd 2 to 4 today across the Civic Media Radio Network. Right before the break, we were talking about Wisconsin Senior Senator Ron Johnson not happy with the proposed budget that has been passed by the House because Rojo would like to see more cuts. Essentially, it doesn't go deep enough. We had a comment on the live stream from Phil who says, Brian Stile is running ads stating that these are Biden's issues that he's trying to fix. I saw it yesterday. Yeah, that's not a, thank you for that, Phil. Not a big surprise that they would blame Biden, even though during Trump's first term, how much did he add to the deficit?
I'm looking it up right now. It says the deficit reached nearly 4% of the gross domestic product in 2018 and 4.6 in 2019. I'm trying to find the actual number.
The actual number?
Increased deficits by about $2 trillion.
Okay.
And that is, according to this ProPublica, this is a ProPublica article I'm looking at right now, that it is the, he added in the pandemic, he oversaw the third biggest deficit increase of any president.
Donald Trump
in his first term.
Oversaw the
third biggest deficit increase of any president.
If you would like to send this to Brian Stile and you don't know how to reach him,
yeah,
go to myvote.wi.gov.
Absolutely.
Just so they're clear on exactly who's adding what to the deficit. Not that Biden was not perfect.
No.
Not saying that at all. But this amnesia that they have about who did what and when, or maybe they're just hoping that the rest of us have amnesia.
I think they absolutely count on that. I think they absolutely count on these. Because what did Trump do a couple of weeks ago? He said when the stock market tanked, that's Biden's stock market.
Oh, right.
You've been in office for 3 months.
Right.
Tell me how that is. And that's the most frustrating thing is that people are like, oh, yeah, totally. It's got to be residual. It's got to be holdover from, he's a brand new president. What could happen? How'd that happen?
But he also essentially said, Donald Trump also essentially said, good things that happen are mine.
Correct.
Bad things that happen are Biden's.
Absolutely.
So that's pretty cut and dried.
Makes it easy. Yeah.
Makes it easy. Other cuts that will have some major effects. At Veterans Affairs, this from the Washington Post, plans for sweeping cuts tanks morale. They've already made cuts at the VA. Now they want to make more. They are talking about getting rid of 83,000 VA employees.
And those first rounds of cuts that came through the VA affected Wisconsin directly. And
absolutely,
some of those people who were fired, wait for it, were vets.
Yes.
So
yes,
this has a ripple effect across this state. And this sort of cut, I mean, this isn't a cut. Let's be fair. This is slash and burn. This is going to have an even deeper effect on this state and the nation as a whole. Benefits access, jobs for people who work there, and there is no reasoning behind it. And don't give me waste, fraud, and abuse, because waste is one thing. But where's that fraud and abuse?
Well, again, if there's fraud, which is a crime, that's the whole Doge thing was about finding waste, fraud, and abuse,
who?
Elon.
Who?
You remember Elon.
Who?
Co-president, Elon Musk.
Oh, the car guy.
Yeah, the car guy. Elon, it was all about finding fraud, and the Doge claimed they found all this fraud. Where are the court cases of all these people accused of fraud? Or are we just not, we're just going to let them go?
We're going to let him go.
We're just
going
to let all the fraud cases go. We don't care about that.
Well, it's not of anyone's interest right now in the news in the news cycle, so they couldn't care less about it.
855-752-4842 if you would like to join the conversation. Jean from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Jean. Thanks so much for joining us. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. An outstanding show. Thank you for bringing this up. People need to hear this over and over again because we got ads on our television stations here by, I think, Securing America's Greatness Incorporated. And it's like, give me a break. Trump don't love America. He does not love Americans. He is out to kick everybody's butt because he doesn't give a gall dang. All he cares about is himself, and the sooner people wake up to it, the better chance we have to save our country and our state. And those Republicans from Wisconsin, they're all responsible for the garbage that we had with Scotty Walker. Look back at their names, and they're doing the same thing in the federal government. And we need to fight back in our state and in our federal situation here. So thank you so much, guys. Keep up the great work. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jean. Thank you so much for checking in. Really appreciate it.
You.
Always appreciate the positive vibes. And I know Jean calls her representatives all the time.
Oh, yeah.
We should all be a little bit more like that.
Yep.
Myvote.wi.gov. Myvote.wi.gov. All you have to do is put in your address and all of your elected representatives' contact information will come up for you to utilize.
Yep.
And because shockingly, they work for us.
That's amazing.
I know. It's shocking. News is coming up next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the VAST, statewide, countrywide, take us global on the app, Civic Media Radio Network.
Try to love again.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. If you use Meritor Hospital in Madison for healthcare, you might want to know the nurses there are officially on strike. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
SEIU Wisconsin, the union representing Meritor nurses, has met with hospital officials more than 20 times this year. Union leaders say they're still not satisfied with accommodations in staffing, pay, and safety. Meritor leaders say they've made changes throughout the negotiation process and they've negotiated in good faith. Pam Reyes is the president of the union and she's a nurse at Meritor.
We want to be very, very clear about something. Nurses have been sounding the alarm about staffing concerns, inadequate workplace safety, and burnout for months. But management has refused to act or even hear us. And we do not take this action lightly.
Now, Meritor is still operating with visiting nurses. The strike will continue at least through the rest of this week, with people on the picket lines 12 hours a day. This is the very first time Meritor nurses have gone on strike. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
About 1,000 nurses are striking at Meritor this week. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents not to release aquarium fish into local waterways. In a social media post on Friday, the agency released a picture of a goldfish that had been caught in the wild. They're reminding residents that introducing aquarium fish to the state's waterways could also introduce new diseases and disrupt the native ecosystem. DNR officials are also reminding residents that if they do catch a fish that doesn't belong in the waterway where it's caught, they should notify the agency with its location. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Billie Eilish had an outstanding Memorial Day weekend. She took home an award for every category she was nominated in at the American Music Awards Sunday night, thanks to her album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. Eilish was nominated 7 times, including for Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, Favorite Touring Artist, Favorite Female Pop Artist, and Favorite Pop Album. She also won for Song of the Year and Favorite Pop Song. Beyonce brought home 2 awards for Favorite Female Country Artist, and her somehow controversial album, Cowboy Carter, notched her a Favorite Country Album trophy. Post Malone also now has his first country music award after winning Favorite Male Country Artist. Eminem took home 2 awards for Favorite Male Hip Hop Artist and Favorite Hip Hop Album for The Death of Slim Shady. Gracie Abrams won Best New Artist, and Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars won Best Video Collaboration. Mars also won Favorite Pop Musical Artist of the Year. I was shut out again. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Cloudy with scattered showers today. We'll get to the mid to upper 60s for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75 on Friday. Mostly sunny with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not 0 calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
On Thursday's show, Connie Feldman sits in for Mino, and we have Brandon and Jacob in from the dispensary, plus local artist Spencer Nolan Young. Join us.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Sweet Calby on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. And there is now a new way for you to get in touch with our shows.
A brand new handy-dandy way.
I know.
It would that necessitates one to download the free Civic Media app. It's free. It's absolutely free.
Completely free.
Go to your app store and download the Civic Media app. You can do all sorts of things in the Civic Media app. First of all, you can customize it to the station you want to listen to. You can also customize the news you're going to get, whether you, if you like weather more, if you like sports, whatever. You can make it work for you. It will also know your location and send you what you want to hear from your community. And what's great is how you can contact us, Jane. There's three ways now.
It's amazing.
First way, you can call us through the app.
There's a button that just says call.
Yes, and we'll get that call. We'll put you through as long as you are in context and FCC compliant. But also, you can text us through that app as well. And that's a great way to participate in our contest, our statewide text-to-win contest that we're going to be doing this Friday.
There's another one coming up.
Free ticket Friday this week. And then a little birdie has told me, Jane,
that
there is another contest happening very soon for fabulous prizes.
Incredible and fabulous prizes.
We'll tell you more about that in the coming days. But you can also now not just text us, not just call us, you can leave us a voice note. So here's how it works. Simply press the voice note button in the middle. You have to go to your station of choice. You press the button in the middle. It says voice text. And you record your voice. Record a message.
Record your message.
Like you've done for other people on your phone before. And then you shoot it our way. And then we, of course, listen to it. And once again, as long as it's in context and FCC compliant, we can play it on the show.
It's pretty cool.
Make sure you identify yourself. You just have to tell us your first name. Tell us where you're from and tell us what station you might be listening to. So we'd love to hear from you. Download the free Civic Media app. It's absolutely free.
Do it today. Don't wait. Before we went to the news, we were talking about Ron Johnson, among other things. Ron Johnson not very excited about the budget bill that was passed through the House. He would like to see even more cuts made. And Ron Johnson is not alone among senators. This just broke. Fox Business host Maria Bartiromo lost her patience with Senator Rick Scott of Florida after he also went on and on about we need to have more cuts. We need to have fiscal sanity. So she said, well, be specific. What are you talking about cutting? Is it raising the debt limit? Is it more Medicaid cuts? Is it getting rid of green energy credits in the Inflation Reduction Act that was passed under Joe Biden? Rick Scott says, even when we do those, we don't get to a balanced budget. The only way we're going to do this is to go through every line in the budget. So she asked him, can you identify specifics? Have you done it? Have you gone through this big budget bill line by line by line? Mm-hmm. Rick says, not exactly.
Oh.
But I can tell you where I would start.
Where, Jane?
Rick Scott, Senator of Florida, says he would get rid of the Green New Deal, followed by Medicaid cuts. Quote, we shouldn't be spending more money on able-bodied adults for health care than we are on our poor kids, unquote. Rick Scott, the senator from Florida, who, by the way, should know all about Medicaid and Medicare fraud.
Why is that, Jane?
I believe he has personal experience when he was running a company in Florida that was accused of ripping off people to the tune of millions and millions and millions of dollars when Rick Scott was the head of that company. And then when he was testifying on that matter, I think he took the fifth like over 100 times.
Yeah. Let's see here. He was the CEO of Columbia HCA, which became HCA Healthcare. He was pressured to resign in 97 after company was found to have defrauded. Jane, there's that word, fraud.
There's that fraud word.
Maybe they're investigating because they know it best. He defrauded Medicare, Medicaid, and other federal programs, and the company faced not one, not two, but 14 felony convictions and paid $1.7 billion in fines. That was the largest healthcare fraud settlement at the time.
That Rick Scott was in charge
of. Rick Scott was the CEO of Columbia HCA. He was in charge when they bilked America out of so much money.
And this has always been my contention as far as I don't doubt that there is fraud and abuse mm-hmm. within Medicaid and Medicare.
Yeah.
But it's those people.
Yeah.
It's not the run of the mill person who is defrauding the system. Yeah. It's these companies.
Well, and also even if someone is like, you know, someone got an extra check they shouldn't have gotten or whatever, it's like it those are cases are usually found out. And if they aren't, it's not to the tune of Columbia HCA. And I'm also very tired of this quote, this phrase they say, able-bodied Americans getting Medicaid. Able-bodied has nothing to do with it. It has to do with how much money you're making. If you don't like Medicaid, why don't you tell big businesses like Walmart and Amazon to pay their people more so they can get good health insurance, or you provide good health insurance? Because those companies have instructed their employees in the past to go on state-funded yes. Medicaid programs yes. like Badger Care here in the state. So you want to cut it. It's not about just because you have Medicaid does not mean that you have a disability or you're claiming to have one. You could be a perfectly, quote, able-bodied person working 40, maybe more hours a week, but unfortunately your job doesn't pay enough or your boss doesn't offer good or any health care, so you have no choice. So this scenario he keeps building, and others have done it too, where it's able-bodied people, which automatically says able-bodied people using Medicaid makes people think of fraud inherently because they think we're bilking the system.
You're cheating it.
It's just a person who needs the program.
Who can't get health care in any other
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
And again, I maintain that it is companies like the one that Rick Scott, Senator Rick Scott, used to head up. Those are the ones who are ripping off the system. Yeah. And speaking of Medicaid, a new proposal now is they want to do checks on Medicaid recipients every 6 months. They already have to do a review once a year.
Yeah.
To make sure that they are getting the benefits they deserve and that they deserve these benefits. Now they yeah. want to have a check on them every 6 months.
Cool deal, bro. Let's do that. Now, where are you going to find those people? Because you're going to have more people then. You're going to have more people on the Medicaid side who are going to be able to do those checks. Because I'm sure, I'm just going to put it out there, I'm sure the people who are doing it currently probably stretch thin. And because it's not like it's some lush billion-dollar company bilking America, but that's where it's Scott's old company. It's, you want to do this? Fine. Then you have to provide the people to do it, or else it's going to be, well, I have to do it every 6 months, but I can't because there's only one of me, and I am responsible for however
500
many
clients.
Exactly.
Well, and who's to say that if they don't get to all of those clients, they don't just deny them?
Yeah. Yeah. And PJ brings up a great point. I mentioned Walmart before. They're almost double dipping in the sense. Walmart is telling their employees to get on Medicare because they don't want to give them adequate health insurance or enough to get them covered. And two, they benefit in millions and millions in tax breaks. So really, who's the bigger welfare recipient?
Cheat. Who's the bigger cheat?
Yeah. Who's the bigger welfare cheat? Is it dude down the street, or is it a family in Bentonville, Arkansas, who makes billions of dollars a year?
That fine family.
Yeah.
Walton's. 855-752-4842 if you would like to join the conversation. Lori from Shawnee is on the line. Good morning, Lori. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Well, I just wanted to, because you had already brought up that part about the billionaire being the bilkers. You know, if they're going to make people who are on Medicare, and they're going to be the ones who decide this, who are, you know, able-bodied to get out and work, it's the millionaires and billionaires that are getting these tax breaks that they're taking this money from the poor to give to the rich. Why don't they make the people who are wealthy get out there and get another job at Walmart, McDonald's? Let them fund their next yacht because they're able-bodied and they need tax breaks. So if they need a tax break, get out there and work.
I love that idea, Lori. Get a side gig. Get a side hustle, Senator Scott. Get a side hustle, Rojo. Come on, get creative.
Yeah.
You don't need another tax break. Come on.
Bootstraps.
There you go.
Get yourself some good old-fashioned bootstraps. And
start pulling on them.
Could you imagine if either one of those two yo-yos did the same, like worked at an Amazon plant or worked at Walmart or worked in a fast food joint, they'd be advocating for $25 minimum wage immediately.
Instantaneously, yeah. Of course they would. Ellen from Milwaukee is joining us on the line. Good morning, Ellen. Thanks so much for calling in. What do you want to say about this?
Hi. I have 2 points. One is myself and my daughter are on Medicaid, and literally my psychological life hangs in the balance because and pays for my meds. My daughter has 2 autoimmune situations. She would be extremely ill without it. The other point is that Medicaid is not easy to apply for.
Right.
And I just want to make one comment. There is never a situation of getting a check accidentally. We don't get checks. The system pays, you know, the people. But it is very difficult. It is not an easy situation, and it's going to affect both our lives.
Ellen, I want to ask you one question, too, because, again, we had a guest on a few months ago who is on Medicaid, and he talked about how difficult it is, as you said, even to apply for it and to get approved for it is a long process, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it sort of got these tricky things built in it that you feel like, oh, my God, you know, I'm sorry, I can't explain it.
There's a lot of confusion in even filling out this paperwork, right?
Yeah.
I appreciate it, Ellen. Thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate
it. Something that I thought, and this is like 20 plus years ago. I was in a job where I needed health insurance, and I tried to apply for Badger Care, and I had a job. It was a part-time job, but it's not some willy-nilly program you walk up and be like, hey, I need it. And they're like, stamp, here you go. I had to do their formulas. I had to talk to somebody on the phone. And at the end of the interview, I got denied because I made $19 more a month than they would allow. So that's fine. That's the ceiling. I accept that. But $19 is pretty specific for a program they think is just buck wild with inaccuracies and fraud. They're doing their jobs. And I think that's one thing we don't talk about enough is that through the DOGE and all this junk, government works more efficiently than we actually know. We assume because it's government,
it's a mess.
It's a mess. But what we're seeing through mass firings and then rehirings and layoffs and budget cuts is that not only do these, even the smallest, tiniest department have an effect on various people. Take, for example, HHS and the lead program here in Milwaukee. You cut that, they don't have any help, which means they're doing their job. And let's, I don't want to say leave them alone, but let's trust them to do their job then. That's how I feel about it.
I don't think that's a bad thing. And I think, too, you make a very good point about we don't need all these people. Let's fire them. Whoops, we really needed them. Let's bring them all back.
Oh, the nuclear reactor guys? Get them back in here.
Oh, that was a mistake. We have a break coming up. When we return, all the best pardons. You got a spare million lying around.
They're back, baby.
Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW9 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW9. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Did you hear the news? There's a new business opening in the Broadway District. Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And Friday, May 30th at 10 a.m., you can join in the celebration of welcoming Crepe Bistro and Cafe to the Broadway District in downtown Green Bay. Coffee will be provided, and they encourage you to stay and have an early lunch after the ceremony. Don't forget to mark it in your calendar. Check out more details. Head to WGBW.FM. Click events.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I've seen all good people turn their heads each day. So satisfied, I'm on my way. I've
seen all good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Kelly Teeny on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, if you would like to help us spread the news about Civic Media's existence. We're a new company.
We are.
We're only about... Three years old.
We're like a bubba.
My 3 year anniversary is coming up next month.
You were here from like the beginning.
Pretty early, not from the beginning, but pretty early. But yes, we are still really a very new broadcast company. Mm-hmm. So if you would like to help us spread the word that we are here, mm-hmm. you can go to our merch store.
What?
Go to civicmedia.us. Click on shop at the top. You can buy a Civic Media T-shirt. You can get a hat. Yep. And there are rumors, Greg Bach.
I hear things from some people. Some people are saying
there may soon be Matinair on Air merchandise.
So it'll be the best part of the store.
Sure.
Okay.
Not going to argue with you on that.
Just trying to inflate your ego just a skosh there, my
friend.
But
check it out, civicmedia.us. Click on shop and pick up some Civic Media merch and help us spread the word that we are here. We wanted to talk just a little bit about all the best pardons.
Wait, no, Jane. No, did you look at the wrong schedule?
No.
Okay, sorry, Cal. We talked about that yesterday.
We did talk about it yesterday, but there's more.
There's more?
Yesterday, we told you about the Virginia sheriff who is essentially taking money from rich people mm-hmm. and then deputizing them.
Yes.
There is no process for this. It's just like, you give me money, I'll give you a badge. He pardoned him.
Yep.
On federal bribery charges. That's all good, but the president isn't done.
No.
More and more, leave no MAGA behind, Greg.
That sounds like something someone actually said out loud.
Ed Martin is now the U.S. attorney for pardons, who said this morning on social media, no MAGA left behind. So apparently you can do just about anything as long as you're a Trump supporter, and you will not be held accountable for it. Donald Trump, yesterday, pardoned a Florida businessman convicted of tax evasion after his mother attended a $1 million per plate fundraising dinner at Mar-a-Lago. Isn't that nice? Paul Walczak's mom, Elizabeth, attended a $1 million per plate fundraising dinner for Donald Trump's super PAC 3 weeks after that. Donald Trump pardoned Walczak, who had been sentenced to 18 months in prison and a $4 million restitution payment. He had been cheating. He had all these employees that he was supposed to be paying unemployment and all the other things that employers are responsible for. Yeah. He didn't do that. Instead, he used that money. He bought a yacht. He bought a $2 million yacht.
Well, that makes sense, Jane, that he's pardoned then, because he has to go on the yacht. If he's in prison, who's going to be on the yacht?
The yacht will be empty. Walczak was sentenced to 18 months in prison. He was also ordered to pay back the money that he owed by defrauding essential taxes by not paying taxes.
Waste, fraud, abuse.
Pardon.
Pardon.
Also,
yeah, there's more.
There's more.
Wow.
Donald Trump has also pardoned reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley, who were convicted of fraud and tax evasion. Now, don't forget, the first time that Donald Trump ran for president, this was brought up during one of the debates about how he didn't pay taxes.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump said, that makes me smart.
Oh, yes. Oh, God.
That makes me smart.
Oh, the good old days. My gosh, when you just said weird things.
So I just think there's kind of it's like an envy thing.
Well, it's a... I want to know again, I know we're having some fun with this, but this is, I want to know from his supporters who might be listening to us, why is this okay?
Because they will say, but Joe Biden pardoned his family. That's why it's okay.
And I'll make an argument to say, maybe it's not okay that he pardoned his family, but also if you look deeper into why Joe Biden pardoned his family, it was to protect them versus two reality stars who stole from the federal government, stole from us.
Todd and Julie Chrisley, known for their TV show Chrisley Knows Best, found guilty in 2022 for defrauding Atlanta area banks to get more than $36 million in personal loans. They also conspired to defraud the Internal Revenue Service. Todd sentenced to 12 years in prison. Julie, 7 years. They just got pardoned. Quote from White House spokesman Harrison Fields, the president is always pleased to give well-deserving Americans a second chance, especially those who have been unfairly targeted and overly prosecuted by an unjust justice system.
It's a weird way of saying due process. It's a very weird say of due process that they committed crimes. They were prosecuted for crimes. They
found
were found
guilty.
Guilty of those crimes. And now they're serving their sentence. This is not over prosecution. This is not weaponization. These are the same laws, by the way, you and I are held to. And guess what? You probably don't have $1 million. So you're not getting out of jail if you do something wrong.
But as Ed Martin said on social media this morning, Ed Martin, the U.S. pardon attorney, said in relation to the Chrisley case, no MAGA left behind.
Once again.
So you got a free pass, you guys. Good for you.
Defend this behavior.
News is coming up next. When we return, we're to talk about child care and the child care crisis in Wisconsin. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The UN Human Rights Office says one person was killed, dozens hurt, as Palestinians desperate for food, water, and other supplies rushed an aid distribution center run jointly by the U.S. and Israel. ABC's James Longman has more from Tel Aviv.
The aid site itself is mired in controversy. It's run by the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which is an operation backed by the U.S. and Israel, but it employs private security companies with support from Israeli troops. The UN calls the situation heartbreaking, and they accuse Israel of weaponizing aid to force displacement through this initiative. They call instead for large-scale aid to be delivered directly to people.
President Trump is expected to pardon reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley this afternoon, the couple convicted of swindling the IRS and several banks out of tens of millions of dollars. Wall Street waiting expectedly for the earnings report from chipmaker NVIDIA. Those results will be released after the closing bell. This is ABC News.